One of the areas that I think is particularly exciting is looking at alternatives to surgical lumpectomy. And some of those may be percutaneous excision. There are several devices out there in the market currently that do a pretty good job of excising lesions. And certainly at this point, they're only approved to excise benign lesions. But it wouldn't surprise me if in the future we're seeing these technologies used to treat breast cancer, to excise breast cancer as an alternative to a surgical lumpectomy. Also, one of my particular areas of interest in research is looking at ablation therapy. And ablation therapy is not really a new technology. It's been around for decades, being used primarily to treat metastatic hepatic tumors. So many surgical oncologists are familiar with the technology. And now what's happening is this technology is being evaluated as a treatment for multiple types of primary cancers. We're looking at brain tumors and lung cancers and kidney cancers. And of course, our interest is looking at it in the treatment of a primary breast cancer. There are several technologies that are currently available that are ablation therapies that are being evaluated in the treatment of a primary breast cancer. There's laser ablation, there is RF, radiofrequency ablation, cryoablation. There are two other modalities that are being evaluated that are focused ultrasound and microwave, and those two really have very, very limited data. But looking at the other technologies, the two heat technologies, laser and RF, are being shown to be pretty good at killing cancer. What I find most interesting, though, is cryoablation. And there are very good data looking at cryoablation in the treatment of fibroadenomas. We started using this years ago and have accumulated enough data so that it's actually now FDA approved to treat fibroadenomas without resection. And what we found is that these tumors essentially absorb over the course of a year, so that a year out from the ablation, 95% of them have completely gone away. And that's going away both by physical examination, if they were palpable initially, and also by ultrasound and by mammography. So they really are just being absorbed and then completely disappearing. We're now applying that technology for breast cancers. And there's currently one good pilot study in the literature where we took 27 breast cancer patients that were all T1 invasive breast cancers. We did cryoablation, and then we did a resection on all of those patients. And what we found was if you limited the patients to purely invasive ductal without EIC, less than 1.5 centimeters, that we had 100% complete ablation on those patients.
How long after the ablation was the surgery done?
It can be anywhere from 6 days onward. And you know, certainly when you're dealing with breast cancer patients, you're not going to wait a long time because they want to have their resection and sentinel node biopsy and get on with their other therapy. The unique thing about the cryoablation is that you cannot resect it right away as far as being able to see a histological change. With the heat technologies, you can. You can do it in the operating room and then resect them. And we did that on a previous study where we looked at RF. It was a tri-institutional study with John Wayne, MD Anderson, and ourselves at Cornell. But with the cryo, you have to wait 6 days to see the histological changes. And what you see when you do resect these tumors is essentially just a hyalinized necrotic area. And that shows the complete ablation in these tumors.
I would assume the major reason to do this is cosmesis?
It is. It's cosmetic, and it also, of course, would avoid an incision and avoid going to the operating room for these patients. The thing that we found in the fibroadenoma data that we thought was important was finding out what happens when you follow these patients mammographically, because our concern would be that if we get to a point where we're not resecting these tumors, you don't really want to see a lot of fat necrosis and calcifications and scarring and distortion mammographically, because it may make it very confusing to follow these patients. Now, of course, in the patients that had fibroadenomas, most of them were not in the age group to be getting annual screening mammograms, but some of them were. And we found that they just completely essentially disappeared on mammography. So we're seeing less distortion on the mammograms on these patients that had cryoablation than one that would have had a surgical resection of a fibroadenoma.